producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
Here's the problem. We had the travel warning to Brazil for women who are thinking about becoming pregnant.
Correct.
Now that has to extend to men. Men go there, and they get infected with the Zika virus, most of which are asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms or minor symptoms. They can come home and infect their wife.
There's Dr. Terry Simpson commenting on the news this past week that the Zika virus can be sexually transmitted once you get bitten by an infected mosquito. So, where are we? The Zika virus seems to be in and out of the countdown. This week it's in at number 10. Getting started with this hour of the countdown for another week, the week, last full week, in fact, of February. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the talk topics of the week. The information comes as research being done continually every day by the staff at Talkers Magazine, overlooking talk radio, talk television, some of the great stations across the country with big hosts. That's what we are focused on here. What do you think? At the end of the hour, we'll send you to DougSteffen.com with a list of all 10 of these is put up every week. You can tell us what you think is the most important, but this is the research. And so we started with number 10. Let us proceed.
Number 9.
Number 9, situation in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo, as it's referred to by some. Here's talk host Kim Kerrigan with Congressman Mike Capuano of Massachusetts about the president's plan to close Guantanamo Bay.
Your first reaction to the president's push once and for all, as he puts it, to close the detention center there at Guantanamo Bay?
Well, my hope is it gets an honest and legitimate and open discussion to see if we can get it done. I mean, it's to me, whether Guantanamo is open or closed is semi-important, but it's more symbolic than anything else. To me, it's all about what we do down there and how we do it, and I think that's more troubling to me.
Okay, so talk to me about what you mean by that. What do you think is happening there that's troubling?
Well, I mean, just the idea that we take people from around the world without any due process whatsoever and just throw them in jail for as long as we feel like holding them with no proof of... And it doesn't mean that these people are innocent. That's not my suggestion at all. I just think that's not up to the standards that America should have. You know, we didn't do it to Nazi Germany after World War II, and I don't know why we would do it to anybody else.
So it's less about there being a detention center there and more about just the process of holding individuals that you're concerned about.
For me it is. I mean, for others it's just as important to not have it there. And you know, I kind of think if we agreed that we had a due process system and found that, you know, Mr. X is as bad a person as we thought, I have no problem holding them in jail for quite a long time. Mm-hmm.
And keeping Guantanamo open at the expense.
I don't understand why we have to have the extra expense. There's plenty of jails here that can hold them, but you know, that's more of a financial issue than anything else.
Congressman, that's part of what those who are against closing Guantanamo, though, are arguing, that they don't want these terrorists in this country, that our penal system can't, and may, it's not been proven and cannot hold these individuals and keep us safe.
Well, I don't understand how that can be said. I mean, we have some of those dangerous people in the world. We bring them from around the world. Right now, we're trying to bring El Chapo to America. Now, our prisons are pretty good. I mean, you seldom read about anybody getting out of our prisons, especially our federal prisons. So I don't understand what the concern is. If they're concerned about that, why don't they fix our prisons here in America? Which I don't have that concern.
Number 8.
Wow, I got to go back to number 9 there for a second with Congressman Capuano. Plenty of jails that could hold these people. He hasn't looked around to see the prison population overflowing from pretty much every state prison, every county jail lockup, every federal prison. What is he talking about? I'll ask that question of him. Shall I ever have the opportunity directly? Okay, so number 8. Another shoot 'em up. The Kalamazoo killer. Here are two talk hosts from that community, Jane Foy and Rick Daniels, talking to CBS correspondent Jim Krasula, who was in Kalamazoo with the details on what's happened with the case since it occurred.
Were you in court when he was denied bail?
Yes, I was, Jane. He appeared for his arraignment through a video hookup by way of video from the county jail just a couple of blocks away from the Michigan Avenue courthouse here in Kalamazoo. He wore an orange jail jumpsuit bespeckled with a salt and pepper beard and basically sat emotionless as he heard the charges against him. 6 counts of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, various firearms charges. At one point, he did say to the judge, when asked about whether or not he could afford a lawyer or wanted one appointed, he said, "I would prefer to remain silent."
Okay. So I'm not
sure. I mean, what are they doing?
What he's done.
What do they do in that case?
Yeah.
Well, they'll appoint a lawyer to him. He'll be back in court, a preliminary hearing again. I think March 10th is the date here. But they'll go ahead and appoint a lawyer for him. And obviously the judge decided that it's best he stay in jail. No bond was issued.
Mm-hmm. Has his family said anything about his mental condition or the fact that he had weapons in the house or anything that would explain this behavior?
No, no statement at all. He has a wife, a couple of kids. I doubt we find out how old his kids are. I doubt they release that information. The family hasn't issued any kind of statement, even reaching out to the victims of his alleged shooting rampage.
And now Rick brought up a subject. He happened to be using his vehicle and hired himself out as an Uber driver when he went on this rampage. Now, Uber did come out very early on, I believe, and said that he had undergone background checks.
That's right. They issued a statement Sunday afternoon. This all transpired over the course of about 6 or 7 hours, beginning around dinner time Saturday. The first shooting victim, a woman who was in the hospital, she is expected to survive. She was merely walking out of an apartment building. And one of the things that caught my attention during the court hearing is the detective said that they found 10 shell casings in that parking lot. And on the way out of the parking lot, and apparently just down the street, Dalton had an accident, car accident, sideswiped the vehicle and apparently kept on traveling. And then at some point, apparently, he picked up at least one passenger, again as an Uber driver.
All right, so at the end of the week, another incident with a fellow named Cedric Ford took place in Kansas. Pulled up outside an office in a van, shot somebody outside, ran inside and shot 3 more people, wounded 14 people. He was someone that would apparently have been referred to as a victim of bullying. He had been teased a bit, according to some people who work there. So yet another one of these incidents of needless, senseless gun violence. Food for thought. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 past the hour.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card, there's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Number 7.
All right, situation with the Oscars this weekend. Host Doug McIntyre with Deborah Birnbaum from Variety Magazine about the lack of diversity issue for the Academy.
Academy Awards are coming up. And, of course, one of the big issues is the diversity or the lack thereof of the nominees. Chris Rock is going to have that material to work with and thread that needle. And I'm sure he's up for the task. There was also a big shakeup at ABC Television, the network. Channing Dungey has become the first African-American to lead a major TV network. The television product is significantly more diversified as a general rule than feature films. And one of the issues, and I just had a conversation yesterday with a friend of mine who works in the business and was talking about the difficulty of selling material featuring prominent people of color overseas. That the film market is an international market, and the challenges for a studio that greenlights a project that's going to cost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars is that they have to sell it globally. And the irony is that the American marketplace is much more open to diversified product than some countries overseas are.
It's amazing, but I think what we're seeing with TV audiences is that they want to see shows that reflect themselves. They want to see TV shows that reflect America. And those are the shows that are succeeding on American television right now. Look at Empire. Look at Scandal. Look at How to Get Away with Murder. Look at Blackish. I could rattle off a long list of names, and those are the top shows on television right now.
Yeah, and it's been that way for actually quite a while. But the motion picture industry has a different challenge because, as I mentioned, the economics are so different than television.
Absolutely, but this is a great time to be in the television business, so it's good to see you're not going to see a diversity problem on television right now.
And it's also the case with pop music. I mean, pop music is obviously enormously diversified, so diversified that they actually have ethnic base. They had a Latin Grammys. I mean, we actually spun off and had award shows because there were so many different categories of music. I mean, there's still people making polka records. They're out there, you know, I mean, and they get nominated. So there's amazing diversity, but that's what kind of made the upset, the tumult over the Academy Awards, almost a head-scratcher. I mean, if you look at the films that got made this year, I mean, you can always quibble about, well, should Michael B. Jordan have been nominated for Best Actor? You know, this actor or that actor be nominated? Well, that's always a certain degree subjective, but mostly it had to do with what movies were given the green light. And if you make a movie called The Danish Girl, well, there's probably not going to be a lot of people of color in it.
Amen to that. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on news talk radio stations around the country, according to the Talkers Magazine survey of the number one radio format last year. Here's a discussion of the immigration slash refugee policies and problems in the Middle East, to Europe, to our country. Talk host Charlie Parker talking to his news director, Jim Forsythe, on his program about the growing problem of illegal immigrant children coming into our country still, yet, and now.
Not only are those unaccompanied children that were flowing into Texas across the border from Central America a problem, they are still a problem, and looks, Jim Forsythe, like going to be an even bigger problem.
Yeah, Charlie, you want to know one big reason why Donald Trump won so big in Nevada yesterday? This is it. This is the fact that the United States continues to be unable to control its borders, and people are getting fed up, and Trump, like him or not, is the one who is out front speaking the loudest and the most on this particular issue. 20,455 unaccompanied minors entered the U.S. between October 1st and January 31st. That is about twice the number that entered during the same period in 2014, and you recall 2014 turned out to be a huge year. That was when they had to take a couple of barracks over at Lackland Air Force Base and turn them over into housing for unaccompanied children from Central America. So great was the issue, and it looks like we're going to see twice that number entering Texas this year as we saw in 2014. Since the end of 2013, 127,000 unaccompanied minors have been apprehended by the U.S. Border Patrol along the U.S.-Mexico border. The vast majority of them have been apprehended in the Laredo and Rio Grande Valley districts of the Border Patrol. And apprehended is probably too strong a term. This is not an enforcement issue. These individuals simply cross the border and then surrender to the nearest official that they can find because they and their families have once again been suckered by Mexican immigrant smugglers into thinking that all they need to do is get into the United States, and not only will they be allowed to stay, but they can bring their families in with them. The going price for smuggling a child from Guatemala, El Salvador, or Honduras into the United States is between $3,000 and $8,000, which is larger than the annual per capita income of a family in those three countries. These people are really getting taken advantage of. So desperate is the situation in Central America. But of those 127,000 unaccompanied minors, keep in mind this doesn't count families. This is just children who are by themselves. There's another 120,000 or so families that have entered the United States, also from those, mainly from those three countries in Central America. Only 4,600, or 2.5%, have been returned to Central America. And that got senators in the Senate Judiciary Committee, especially Republicans like Charles Grassley from Iowa and Jeff Sessions from Alabama, absolutely livid. Senator Sessions asked, how can it be that every child who appears from Central America is entitled to remain in the United States contrary to our laws? And he went on to say, they should be treated fairly and sent home. That's what the American people want, but we have an administration that is undermining every day the ability of that system to work. You want the big answer as to why Donald Trump is doing so well and undoubtedly will do well on Super Tuesday next week. This is it, Charlie, right here.
So do you think that's the case that the Donald, after the debate on Thursday, if you watched that, you saw both Mr. Cruz and Mr. Rubio going after him together, even though it seemed to have flustered him a little bit. Doesn't seem to slow down in the polling anyway, the Trumpster. He is a very interesting character, and there'll be more in the next half hour on him and presidential politics as we listen to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
A service from Cargill helps you figure out what crop data mean. That's today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Don't feel bad if you have little or no idea what to do with precision agriculture data. From what I hear, it's a pretty common complaint among farmers. Cargill Ag Horizons Answer is a program they call Next Field. Then Jody Jenkin is with Cargill.
So I think that's where growers are struggling, because they do have all this data. It's just a matter of how do you translate it to make it meaningful. And that's where our team steps in and helps. They're able to translate it and give you the best recommendation.
Jenkins says Next Field looks at data as only a part of the farm management puzzle.
There's still that personal information about your farm and your farming practices and your goals. How is a piece of equipment going to know what your goals are?
Learn more at Cargill.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Let's get back to our weekly review of the hot topics on talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Where are we at this point in the hour? Halfway through the review of the top 10 to sort of recapture Zika virus number 10, the situation at Guantanamo Bay and the discussion around it number 9, the Kalamazoo shooting and shooting up things in general in our country, number 8, the Oscar boycott, foolish as it seems, number 7, the immigration refugee policies, number 6. So let's keep going with another 5 items in the top 10 this half hour.
Number 5.
Number 5 on the countdown, the Syrian conflict, the Russian involvement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. From our countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Newdell with military analyst Brian Downing about what it means, focusing on Russia. It seems the Russia is working with Armenians and Armenia in Syria.
Russia and Armenia up the ante against Turkey and NATO in Syria. And I guess people might not think that Russia and Armenia would be allies, but in terms of history and Eastern Christianity, I guess it makes a lot of sense.
It does. Normally, you would think they would be antagonistic as a former Soviet republic who wants to distance themselves from Russia. But there are a few that are close to Russia. And Armenia is one of them. Belarus is another.
So what does this amount to? How are they collaborating? And what about the opposite side, Turkey and loosely NATO? And I say loosely because, of course, Turkey and NATO don't have perfect alignment on goals, but just roughly this back and forth.
Right now, Russia is challenging Turkey in Syria, but also elsewhere. They're building up a base in Crimea, just 100 miles north of Turkey. And recently, over the weekend, they put some MiG-29 fighters into a small base in Armenia, which is contiguous to Turkey. And they also have a small mobile army base in Armenia as well. I think this puts pressure on Turkey. Russia is trying to gauge NATO's response to this. Russia has to think that NATO is not a very strong alliance, especially when it comes to Turkey. Worst case is probably Russia may encourage the Kurds of Turkey to further their insurgency, to strengthen their insurgency.
And, of course, you've already had a bombing in Ankara, which the Turkish authorities appear to blame on the Kurds. Well, whether it's a dissident Kurdish group or not is unclear.
Yeah, it's probably a splinter group.
Yeah.
But thus far, the Turkish Kurds have been attacking pretty much military and security forces and not civilian targets recently.
Now, you mentioned Turkish, I should say Russian-Armenian alignments in this common cause. What about Georgia, or is that more complicated because the Russians carved out enclaves of their own in Georgia?
Well, they have carved out two enclaves, as you say, and Georgia is slated to become part of NATO in coming years. And, of course, by putting a military base just south of Georgia, it's putting the screws on Georgia as well.
Number four.
Number four item on the countdown, Daesh and the threatening of Mr. Zuckerberg from Facebook and Dorsey from Twitter. Here's correspondent Mark Kelly reporting on these threats which target the CEO of Facebook and the CEO of Twitter.
The same day that Silicon Valley leaders are meeting in Washington, D.C. to talk about tech and terrorism, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter's Jack Dorsey are the targets of a new video.
In this chilling new video, ISIS appears to be thumbing its nose at Silicon Valley with a clear message.
We're still out here. You know, we are a major player in this high-tech industry, too. And I think that's why they specifically targeted, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Dorsey.
Security analyst Jeff Harp, who spent years with the FBI and has spoken with these tech companies, calls ISIS's video, which the UK's Mirror posted online today, childish. In spite of Twitter and Facebook's recent efforts to get terrorist-related content off their platforms, ISIS seems to brag that it still has more than 10,000 Facebook accounts and more than 5,000 Twitter handles.
It's unfortunate that these groups are using those platforms to expand their fan base, so to speak.
But a new study from George Washington University found ISIS is somewhat retreating on social media. The number of users in the network who are based in Iraq and Syria appears to have declined over time, partly because of suspension. And Jeff Harp says fear of losing is why ISIS is now threatening the tech leaders with this new video.
If it wasn't successful, if they weren't making an impact, you wouldn't see that video.
Silicon Valley has spoken out publicly against terrorism. Last month, Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg encouraged users to infiltrate terrorist profiles with positive messages.
Number three.
All right, let's get into the third position here. Last week, the passing and burial of Supreme Court Justice Scalia. Now, this week, a discussion about who will replace him. Talk host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky about the situation, the discussion, who could it be that would replace Antonin Scalia?
There's talk today of Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval, who is a Republican who could bubble up the Pez dispenser out of the White House as a nominee. Now, that would be an interesting conundrum for the Republicans, should that play out.
Right. Well, there's one thing you can count on, that President Obama will nominate somebody who is unassailably qualified and who will put Republicans in a very difficult spot, somebody they could not possibly oppose for any legitimate reason other than to get at him. And you know that's coming. It's going to be an interesting drama. And as somebody asked me today what I thought, and I said, believe me, this drama is a long way from being over. Just because Senator Obama said there's not going to be a vote doesn't mean there's not going to be a vote. This is going to be a really interesting scenario.
Do you know that you just said Senator Obama? It was kind of funny to hear.
Oh, did I say
that? That was funny. I was thinking, wait a minute, is this 2008? What happened? If Senator McConnell does indeed, though, hold everyone together and say that we're not going to take a vote, and you put up the guy from Nevada, it just sounds like an interesting headlock because he's a Republican and as you said, qualified, but that's for them to decide. But to not even consider it would sound insane.
Exactly. And, despite all the kind of he said, she said, going back and what happened, there has never been a Supreme Court nomination in the history of this country that did not get a hearing. Never, ever. Forget 80 years or whatever they're talking about. There's never been a nominee who has not gotten a hearing. So what Senator McConnell and Senate Republicans, not all of them, are following him. Some believe they should get a hearing. What he's doing would be totally unprecedented in the history of the country. And, in fact, if you go back in the earlier days of our history, there were presidents who nominated Supreme Court justices and had them confirmed after they were already, their successor had already been chosen.
Right.
In other words, they were elected, their successor was elected in November, and in March they nominate, because inauguration day used to be in March, they would nominate somebody in February or March and were confirmed. So all of this, trying to go back in history and say, well, he said that back here or they did this, really doesn't mean anything. The bottom line is, this is the president's responsibility constitutionally to nominate, to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court, and no Senate ever has denied a hearing to a nominee.
One of the other controversies around the passing of Mr. Scalia, he, as the longest tenured justice on the Supreme Court, and perhaps, according to some, the most prominent constitutionalist, had another quality that set him apart from all the other members of the Supreme Court. He was the most frequent traveler. He went all around the globe frequently on trips always paid for by private sponsors. As a matter of fact, when he died 2 weeks ago, he was staying again for free at a Texas hunting lodge owned by a businessman whose company had recently presented a matter before the Supreme Court. That trip brings new attention to Mr. Scalia's penchant for travel. He has had, over the course of his tenure, 258 subsidized trips. The last 10 years alone, 23 privately funded trips in 2014. He went to Hawaii, Ireland, Switzerland, giving speeches, participating in semi-moot court events, teaching classes, that sort of thing. He was in Singapore and Hong Kong a couple of weeks before his death. So you can say what you want about him and what a wonderful guy he was, but seems to be a little bit of corruption involved. I would think some people would be a little concerned about that. Meanwhile, we continue with the number two item on this week's countdown, just a matter of moments.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of three whole beets in one teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwiches for just $4 at Burger King. Pile die with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 Chris Sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Number two.
Number two item. This week on the countdown, zooming through, man, this hour has been fast. Apple and the FBI technology, tech talk time, if you will. Matter of fact, earlier this week on the Good Day program that I host Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations, Jennifer Horn and I talked to Men's Health Technology editor Greg Stebbin about the latest on who's supporting Apple, and that Bill Gates, at least at first, was on the side of the FBI.
Interestingly enough, there's also been reports that Bill Gates has kind of walked back on that. So, you know, in my mind, the analogy here is, you know, if you go to a picnic and there's a tug of war, who's right?
The biggest, strongest guys.
That's right. The guy that didn't fall in the mud.
Well, but my point is you don't have a conversation about who's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conversation we're having here. I think both sides are right, and that's why it's difficult. Tim Cook and Apple are right to do the things they're doing, and the FBI, I think, is right to do the things they're doing. And I just wish this whole controversy and this debate was over, you know, a Kim Kardashian selfie or something where the actual outcome was of no consequence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a passionate debate because of the outcome, and sometimes you have to step back from the outcome and say, what are we really talking about here? So I think the good news is, if you ever wanted a phone that was the securest possible phone you could find,
mm-hmm.
if you ever worried about your own personal privacy, boy, I think we know which phone that is now.
That's right. This is good for business. let's follow some of the tweets that we have. Twitter, at Good Day. Bill writes, individual rights should always be secondary to the safety of society as a whole. How many of you would defend Apple if you or a family member had been one of the victims? Brian writes, if a search warrant is issued, as in this case, the authorities have the right to the information thereafter. Apple's wrong. It could cost American lives. Doug writes, the FBI has the phone. They can do whatever they want with it. What they want is for Apple to supply them with a software code to break the encryption. Sorry, FBI has the physical evidence. The phone, if the FBI and NSA can't decrypt it, then tough luck. Mary writes, does the Constitution say the government has the right to make a private company write software so it can break into the phone? Not on your life. I read this, Greg, as something that would be very easy if the egotists at the FBI, unless I'm missing something, gave the phone to Apple. Apple opens it up, finds out what's in there, gives it to the FBI. That's it. They want to be able to do it to everybody's, and it's pretty soon. I mean, you can see through this.
Let me actually throw out a counter view of this. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't want to do it because they don't want the code created by anybody. They don't want it to exist.
Ah, okay.
And that's an important part of the story.
All right, so continuing feedback on social media regarding this. Rob writes, as a software developer, it sounds to me like the government saying that because I wrote software A, I'm therefore required by law to write some other software B, according to their specifications. While I'm clearly liable for A, but what happens if B goes wrong? Wasn't my idea to create it. I created A. B is someone else's idea and specification. How do I know I can do what they want? And if it doesn't work, am I required to write C and D until they are satisfied? Wow. That's pretty poignant, isn't it, huh? The government needs to butt out of this. Let Apple give them what they want, and everybody moves on their merry way. But you think the government's going to do that? Not with your money. 51 after on the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one. Ah, yes, the presidential race. Goes on and on and on. So here are radio host Steve Scott along with Wayne Cabot talking to political editor Steve Chigaris about looking ahead to next week's Super Tuesday.
Coming out of Nevada, if there's such a thing as momentum in a primary race, it looks like Donald Trump has it.
Yeah, that was a pretty big win for him. I think what it showed all of us is that his campaign is for real. He can do this in the Northeast. He can do it in the South. He can do it in the West. And he's winning big among all demographics.
Now, Super Tuesday has voting in, 15 states? And delegate-wise, Texas is the biggest. Is Ted Cruz favored in his home state?
He is in the one poll that came out yesterday. He's up by 9. He just got the endorsement of the governor down there. And I think really it's a must win for Cruz. If he doesn't win his own home state, I think that would be an embarrassment to him. And it'd be a question of, there would be questions about whether he could move forward.
Well, I wonder, could next Tuesday turn the race upside down? There are so many states and delegates up for grabs. Or could it cement Donald Trump as the candidate to beat?
I think it could go either way. I mean, if Rubio and Cruz start winning some of these states, that could definitely change the narrative that's out there. But at the same time, even if they don't win, all these states are allocating their delegates proportionally, meaning if they get over 20% in most of these places, they'll still get delegates. So it, you know, carries on until at least March 15th when some of the states then become winner-take-all. And if Trump wins those winner-take-all states, like Florida and Ohio, then you're talking about him really sort of pulling away in the delegate race.
Now, Steve, there are those who say the only way the Republican establishment can slow Trump down is to whittle down the field to 2 or maybe 3 candidates. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Well, that also is contingent on the fact that if these people who drop out, that their votes go to the non-Trump person, and we don't know that that's the case. But I don't see really, I don't see Cruz dropping out before March 1st. And then there's a question, you know, if he wins Texas, he'll probably stick around for a while. And I think Rubio's in this one until March 15th at the very least, because he's from Florida, and I think he wants to have a chance to win there. And so, you know, we're still, we'll probably get another couple of weeks of at least those three in the race.
All right, let's have an ear for talk host Jeff Angelo here with conservative bloggers Tom Nichols, who said if it came down to it, he'd support Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump.
Just in a general question, because I've noticed this debate going on among conservatives on social media, so I appreciate you weighing in. You're saying, look, I'm a conservative, and if the nominee on the Republican side is Donald Trump, I'll support Hillary Clinton. Tell me, just give me your general outline as to why you would do that.
Well, let me just be clear. Not that I would support Hillary Clinton, but if it came down to it and my vote were the one to be a deciding vote,
yeah,
I'd have no choice but to go that way. In any other circumstance, as it is, I live out here in Rhode Island, which is going to be a blue state no matter what I do.
Yeah.
In that case, if it's Trump versus Hillary, I'll vote third party, or I'll write in you or me. You know, anything.
I got to get my platform up on the internet. Okay, Tom.
Yeah. So it'll be anybody but Hillary Clinton. But
yeah.
If I'm left with no choice, I think I had to be honest in the way I wrote the piece.
Right.
If you said, you know, if you had no choice and your vote would decide it, then yes, I would tip toward Hillary Clinton. Because I think Donald Trump is a liberal. I think he is an unstable person. I think he is, she's terrible and he's just as bad. The only difference being that conservatives will have to answer for every crazy thing he does.
Mm.
If Hillary's elected, it'll be 4 more years of gridlock. It'll be a Republican Congress, Democratic president. They know how to do this. They'll fight this out. But if Trump comes in first, I think he'll lose the Senate. I think if Trump's on the ticket, the GOP is going to lose the Senate instantly in 2016. Mm. And then it will be in a worse situation than we could have possibly imagined. So I think it would be the end of the conservative movement. I think we could all withstand 4 years of Hillary, but I don't think the conservative movement can withstand 4 years of Donald Trump. I just don't think they'll survive.
Wow. What arrogance. Jeez. Arrogance abounds. Okay, so to review the top 10 talk radio topics, the poll at DougStephan.com lists them all. Presidential race, number one, Apple, and number two, and Scully at three. A Daesh in fourth position. The Russians and the Syrians in fifth position. Immigration, sixth. Boycott of Oscars, seventh. The shootings at eighth. Guantanamo, nine. Zika virus, 10. So which one? That was in order. Which one of those is most important to you? Please feel free to go to Doug Stephan, StePhan.com, and list what is your favorite. You can vote in the poll position right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com. Always very interesting to figure it out. And so that brings us around to finding the end of the hour and the end of another review of the hot hits in talk radio on the talk radio.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob.